Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we will get back to our interview with Lori Toy, talking more about the way she has been informed about how the Earth is moving into and transitioning through all of the fun stuff that people are talking about. But now let's talk about some fun stuff with Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor. And last time we spoke, Beth, we had made reference to some alleged events, nothing specific other than chaos and mayhem and all that fun stuff that was supposed to take place following that first blood moon in somewhere in mid-late April. But since then, we've had other things happen, and we've also had a significant May 1st. I had an event going back to 1998 where it gave, for me, it gave a new meaning to the phrase May Day. But that's a far further digression that I want to go back to. Let's talk about, just briefly, the events that, or I shouldn't say that, the energetics. That's, I think, more accurate.
Absolutely.
That people were talking about as we headed into the second half of April, and then let's move into May with May 1st, and here we are on the weekend of the 4th.
Yes, absolutely. Now, this is where I differ a lot from most of the a lot of other astrologers. You know, a lot of astrologers drive a lot of business to themselves by fear-mongering. Oh, there's going to be chaos. Oh, there's going to be trauma. Oh, it's going to be awful. You know, and I don't buy that. I'm a real subscriber to that old cliche about here on planet Earth, pain is mandatory. There will be some pain as you grow, but suffering is optional, and you get to choose. And so I totally am standing in the place in my life and with the life of those I advise of you get to choose how hard you want to make things on yourself. And that choice lies in whether you react or respond, right?
Yeah.
Are you with me so far? Okay.
Yeah.
So one of the April, for months, we've all known April was going to be intense. For a couple of reasons. The biggest one had to do with the pair of eclipses. Now, we always have eclipses every year. You know, we can't always see them, but we can feel them. And these eclipses, the first ones of 2014, were on April 15th, and then we had another one on Monday, the 28th, and last week. And so the eclipses are always the interplay of shadows and light.
Okay.
And so what happens with the eclipses is some things that had been hidden to us become revealed.
Mm-hmm.
And the shock of it is usually in, oh, I didn't see that. And then what was going on with me that I couldn't allow myself to see that? Like we've discussed, often at this time there's big scandals that come to light, embezzlement scandals, sex scandals. One of the most common things I see with eclipses, especially in the springtime, has to do with marital relations. Oh, I didn't realize he had a drinking problem or a internet porn addiction or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but then when you stop and think about it, it's like, oh, you know, I kind of blew through a lot of yellow lights and stop signs along the way,
yeah.
You know. And so I think the biggest, if you really parse it out, if you really boil it down, I think the hardest part about these eclipses is that we are confronted with our own humanness. And we really have to love ourselves, forgive ourselves, while we're solving the problem and picking up the pieces. Does that make sense?
It does.
That's
indeed
my reframe.
Yeah, and I look at, of course, that week starting with primarily with the 21st of April, and moving forward, it was a very interesting time, and I didn't really feel like there was, you know, that much unusual about my week as far as events and so forth, other than it culminated on Friday the 25th with us adding a new member to the family, and adding a new member to the family for probably one of the greatest reasons. We were helping a gentleman, and I won't mention his full name here, but he is suffering from the late stages of cancer, lost his wife and his dog, and so got this new one, but then realized he really couldn't take care of it.
Aww.
So along we come, and the next thing you know, we have a new member of the family, which, you know, is working out great. And
right.
I believe that when you talk about, because you use the same, I'm going to say you use generally the same construct when you, Beth, talk about anything in retrograde.
Right.
It's not a time of fear and fear and angst. It's a time of observance and seeing how am I going to act as opposed to react. And
change.
Yeah.
It's a time of liberation.
Yes.
It's a time of great freedom. And then couple that with the Passover story. And The Passover and the Easter, it's like this was set to be.
It was awesome.
A transformational moment.
Yeah.
If you allowed it to be.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you can get over the shock of it. Like I said, I always get a number of new divorce cases in the spring, and and there's always some revelation about, like, I didn't know he was like that.
Yeah.
And there's this bell curve of emotional processing. And when you're on the upside of the bell curve, you just can't see the forest for the trees, and you've got to do the emotional processing. But once you get that handled and you can, the pain subsides a bit and you can start to see more clearly, there's actually great freedom here.
It really is. And if you'd like to access more of that freedom, you can get in touch with Beth McDonald by going to BethMcDonaldConsulting.com 2.0, so to speak.
It's my new one. It's awesome.
Looking good. It's looking really good. Also, you can go to Facebook and just look up Beth McDonald Consulting. Or you can call 963-0842. That's 963-0842. Next week, as we are in the midst of Taurus, we'll talk a little bit about that. It'll be the 11th of May. And we're going to, again, shocking that it will already be almost halfway through the month of May. And here we're just starting to talk about the beginnings of this particular month. It's time is rolling right along. And Beth,
it marches on.
It does indeed. And so will we. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. Stay tuned.